Today we're going to focus all our attention on the four-letter word starting with F, fear. Ain't afraid to bear my soul, ain't afraid to walk on coals. I ain't gonna tell no lies, I ain't gonna apologize. Can't stop me now, can't stop me now, I'm just doing what I do. Good morning everybody, or evening, or afternoon, or night. Depending when you're watching this and wherever you are. We're here now with another episode of the Race Driver Coach Show. As you saw by the intro, we're going to talk about fear. It is a four-letter word. We use lots of four-letter words starting with F. But fear is the one that I see that Fs most people's life up the most. And the kind of questions I get on this show can be things like, how do I cold call? How do I contact teams? What happens if I quit school and follow my dream? Or could I move to a country where racing is better? There's all these questions, right, that I get. And actually, most of them have got very simple answers. Normally for me, it's just yes. Just go for it. But I want to actually go a bit deeper than that and talk about the question and why that certain person is asking that question to me, really. Because they already know the answer. And a lot of the questions you beautiful people send me, you do know the answer to, really. If somebody was to ask you, and they were a race driver or wanted to be a race driver or whatever level of racing they're in, no matter what industry they're in, actually, if they were to come to you and ask you these kind of similar questions, you'd give them a really easy answer and it'd be so simple for you from the outside to see it. But when it's you that is within this problem, you live within this task of becoming whatever you want to become in life, the questions come up and they're harder to answer because you've got this thing called consequence. You've got this element of fear that what happens if it doesn't go right? Even teaching somebody to go through a certain corner at high speed has the same problem. It's, I know how to execute it. I know what I need to do, really, but I just can't get myself to do it because there's this thing on the other side that says, what if? Now, I love what-if questions. What-if questions, to me, are great if they open up opportunity. What if we did go and do this? What if we actually executed and it worked? Focusing on things like that allows the mind to calm down, allows the mind to see the situation for possibility, not consequence, possibility, opportunity. If we take this action, just think what that could mean. Yes, it's risky, but that's why not many people are doing it. You've got to get your mindset there. Come away from what school has taught you, what maybe your parents have taught you, even your friends, about keeping safe, staying on the straight and narrow, making sure that you don't make mistakes, wrapping yourself up in this cotton wool of absolute bullcrap. Just so you can go through life in this fairy tale way, which is like, just stay safe and don't get hurt and get everybody to love you. If you really want to go through life and always have to double think on your actions, always live in real fear of what could happen, worst case scenario, then go do it. But if you want to get what you really want to get in life, like I put on Instagram today, if you want to aspire for something, you've got to be the kind of person that has got the warrior mindset. The kind of person that will say, you know what, I'm going to go for it. And I want to lose. I want to collect the failures, the losses. Because I know if I have more losses, then I've gone for it more. I'm the kind of person that, not me, but this is what you've got to say. I'm the kind of person that is going to have more losses than everybody else out there. How powerful would you be if you had that kind of philosophy? Think about it. The amount of times that you've gone to pick up that phone to do a cold call or sell or go for a job interview or ask for a job interview, but you've stopped yourself because you think, they might not like the way I sound. I don't think I've got much to offer. They might say no. If you're allowing that to happen on a daily, weekly, or monthly, or even annual basis, stop. Stop doing that. You know when you wake up and when you're going to bed what you want in life. You have a flash of it, like, this is what I really want. But then the person in the middle of the day doesn't fulfill that, doesn't live up to that expectation or that goal or that dream. It's about time you started to live up to what you want. Which means, my friend, you're going to get loads of judgments. You're going to get everybody judging you, telling you to stop, or you're crazy, or you're, haha, it went wrong. You're going to have loads of things go wrong. But if you want to live a colorful life, if you want to make sure that you're aspiring, you have like blood that actually is being pumped through your veins at a high speed. You've got adrenaline. You're living a life where it could, the possibility could, you can do anything in this life. If you want to live that life, then you have to embrace this fear. You have to love it when you lose, because if you do, that makes you so powerful. No one can touch you. If you welcome the losses, if you think to yourself every single day, instead of what can make me scared today, but how can I put myself into a situation where I'm vulnerable today? How can I put myself into a situation where a loss is very likely, but I'm still going to go for it? On your to-do list, if you had just one job, one task that you make sure you do every single day, and it puts you in that situation, your life will grow faster. Your mindset will grow faster. You will become stronger. And if you're strong, and if you're devoted to always pushing that comfort zone wider and wider because you embrace the losses, I don't think there's a limit to how far you can go. And this isn't just like a kind of a thing I want to say that sort of says, yeah, makes sense, Enzo. And then you go back into this fear mode. And what if it doesn't go right? I want you to live this philosophy. The moment I did that, I think I was in my teens, but you know, I've been fluctuating. I've had certain parts of my life where things have happened, and then you start to go down back into fear zone. Let's be safe. Let's get a job. And then you break out of it again. So we've all done this. But when I started to do it more often, that's when things started to happen. Not immediately, but when I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to have a certain set of rules, because I'm fed up of reading about all these successful people, all their autobiographies, and then going back to life and doing things I just did before. Instead, I'm going to start to have a list of things that these kind of people believe in, the philosophy of how they see life. I want to start to mirror them, because if I can just take on a few of their beliefs, a few of their core beliefs and the way they view the world, I know it's going to help me. And the fear linked to failure is a big one. Because if there's any friction, anything sort of stopping the flow of water going down a wall, it stops and goes a different direction and doesn't quite make its destination, does it? But I want to start to express and polish that wall and give it the express route down. Anything that gets in the way of my decision process of making taking an action on a certain day, I attack it, I remove it, and allow my brain to go from, I've thought of something, so I'm going to do it, very quickly. So there's less friction in between, it just does. And if you can get your mind, as soon as I think of something, I execute, think, do, can you imagine how powerful that is? So I want you to look at yourself now, and your life, and the way you go through life. When you have a certain objective that you want to achieve, a goal in that day, or just a task, but then you stop yourself because you have this little voice come in the background and it sort of puts doubt in yourself, and what if? Just stop for a second and listen to that voice and say, what are you afraid of? Even if you don't talk to it, just think, what is this voice actually afraid of? Okay, it's afraid of me messing up this call. Fine. If that's really the biggest fear, then I should actually make the call very often, every single day, to see if it's as scary as I thought. But I tell you what, as soon as you get a no from somebody on the phone and they can't really tell you anyone else that could give you a chance, it's not as scary as you think. The worst case scenario that you could face by taking an action is never as scary as you could think. Who cares? If you attach all these things about what people will think because I've failed, it doesn't matter. You've got to have all the failures you can, as many as you can, every single day. Because if just one of those actions, say if you had 10 actions right today that you think could end in failure, could look embarrassing, but just one of them comes through, you've succeeded. You either do that or you look at them 10 tasks, you get scared of them, and you don't do any of them. What do you think is the most likely thing going to happen in your life? If you always go to the edge of the comfort zone and back off, you will stay exactly where you are. However, if you think about your life and your day of having this comfort zone and you think, what have I got to do to go outside of this big circle? How can I live there just a little bit more? How can I give myself 1, 2, 3, 10 tasks that are just on the outside of it there? What happens then? The more you do it, the wider, the bigger this circle goes. And all of a sudden, those actions that you used to be scared of are now within your comfort zone. See, then you extend even more. What can I do today to go even further? And if you live that life, can you imagine again how far it's going to go? Please, this is not just an idealistic way of looking. This is one of the biggest things I can see people failing on. And when I get these questions, honestly, I always decode them. Like, what does this question actually mean? The person who's asking this has definitely got a fear of this. And the question is just, it's basically just making them feel better about themselves by asking it. But if I tell them the answer, they still won't take the action because they're scared of what will happen if it doesn't go right. That's what you need to overcome. Like in the last video, screw what everyone else thinks. This is your life. If you do not push hard now on the things that challenge you, as you get older, you're going to get even safer. We don't want that to happen. We've got to make you force through this like a bloody warrior going onto that battlefield. They don't know if they're going to come out. They've just got a cause that they're fighting for. You've got a cause that you're fighting for. If you haven't got a cause, a big reason why you're going for something, then you better get one. Because then that overshadows the menial jobs, tasks that you need to do in order to get it. The bigger the cause, the bigger the thing to live for and actually chase and pursue and aspire to, the more chance you're going to have of succeeding on the way. Even if you don't make it all the way, you'll make it to somewhere where you'll feel at home. And that's all I want from you. So quit letting bloody menial fears stop you from taking action. What can you do today? Make the job list. I've got one here, right? This is my silver book. And every single day I put things in. Jobs, just constant jobs. And I'd say some of them are just, you know, maintenance stuff. Stuff that needs to be done. Obligations, meetings with people. Sessions, coaching sessions, but there's a lot of them, even if it's just one, but usually I make sure there's a lot of the ones that are like, that's a bit risky. Well, I'm not sure if I should actually call that person. And then if I get to the end of the day and I haven't done them, I feel bad. And they go into the next day. I make sure that I have something that forces me just to be a little bit nervous. As a race driver or whoever you are listening to this, you've got to have adrenaline. You've got to have that nervousness inside before you're going to perform, right? That makes you feel alive. That's what we live for. As soon as you lose that, it's all gone. So live there. Have something each day that makes that feeling of, oh, not sure if I can do this. I feel a bit nervous. And you take a deep breath and you go for it. That's addictive. We want it to be addictive. If you live in fear, you don't get that. You sort of get it, but then you back off. You don't execute on it. But if you have that and you execute on it and then you win, it's great. But if you lose, you take it on, you get stronger. What can I do next time to make it better? Fine. But if you live there, you will feel alive and you'll get closer to whatever it is that you want in life. It's just the way it works. So come on, fear. No longer let it hold you back. Let it force you forward. If you're scared of what will happen, actually, what will happen if you don't succeed and you use that as your driver, that's fine. You can flip this every single way you want. If you live in fear, you know, like, I do not want to live here anymore in this house, this shared flat with these people, and you envisage life being like that forever if you don't take action and that's your driver, do it. But if you're using fear to put you off action, that's the death rattle to anyone's goals. Don't fall for that. So when you're writing to me with all your questions, just ask yourself, is this a fear? Am I hiding behind this question and using it as an excuse to not move forward? Am I really scared? I know the answer, but I'm really scared. Fine, send it to me, but just know that I know what's going on in your mind. That's all for now. Use fear. Don't live in it. See you next time.